Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Getaway day for this show. We are on our way after the show ends to the Cape for roadshow number 5 and pregame tonight at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth. And then tomorrow morning, we will be at arguably one of the greatest beach bars in the United States of America, the Coma, the Beachcomber, 6 to 10 tomorrow, and cannot wait to see you for this annual roadshow trip to the Cape.
Question for you logistically.
Yeah, yes.
The sweatshirts, the fire sweatshirts,
oh, yes.
The collab with Beachcomber,
yes.
And the Greg Hill Foundation,
yes.
Are those being sold this evening or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I believe, only.
Okay.
There is a limited quantity. Small batch, they are only... What is Mitch doing?
He's trying to get the sweatshirt up, but he doesn't realize that his email's up.
No, he doesn't know his email's up, and he threw something up from my lead prematurely.
Uh-oh.
Twitch Mitch.
I missed that.
Our vice president of Twitch services, who will be with us tonight
Mitch
and tomorrow.
Mitch just dumped him out.
He did. He really did. So the collab between the Beachcomber and the foundation and the roadshow, that... navy blue sweatshirt, which everybody has been asking about, I'm making them only available tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rewarding those who put the effort in and come out. People were DMing me and saying, can I get this online? And I don't know, maybe we will, but...
I love you. I actually need 2 large to put aside, please. Thank you.
But I cannot wait to see you all this evening. And we got a hockey game to watch at 8 and should be a blast down there. And then... we are sold out for our first ever official Cape Cod fundraiser for the Greg Hill Foundation. That is Rock and Raw happening in Wellfleet at the Pearl. And that is tomorrow afternoon, happy hour from 2 to 5, open Raw Bar. And thank you to everybody who bought tickets for that. Your support and your generosity is extraordinary, always. Courtney, your lead this morning?
Good morning. If you are a Pacers fan and you believe in superstition, then you need to make sure that your team wins Game 4 and Game 5. My reason? Because they've been 8-0 with Caitlin Clark in attendance. Now, I understand Caitlin Clark has been injured, so she's been out for the fever,
mm-hmm.
but she's surpassed the 2-week time period that they said that she'd be out, so she can come back at any time. There is no any type of interference when it comes to the fever schedule and the Pacers play for Game 4 or Game 5. Game 6, there is an issue. In Game 7, there is an issue. So you've got to hope, if you are a Pacers fan, that you get Caitlin Clark in the house for Game 4 and 5, whether it's home or away. She's got to be there, and then you got to just win one without her for Game 6 or 7. But 8-0 when
she's
it comes
good
to
luck
her.
Charm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank
get
you,
it done.
Courtney.
You're welcome.
Caitlin Clock.
Wiggy, good
double
morning.
C's. All right. Kind of piggybacking off of Courtney's take a little bit. And got to give her credit because you said that Pacers could win this series.
Yeah.
I thought gentlemen sweep, no way. Excuse me. They could win this series. But after watching these games, I think the biggest thing when you look at these series is the way that the Pacers play in the fourth quarter. They have outscored the Oklahoma City Thunder in every fourth quarter of every single game. Now, granted, they did lose game two where, you know, the OKC built a giant lead. But I think that if they want to continue to win and have a chance of winning this series, then they have to continue what they're doing and winning those fourth quarters, because for the most part, these games are close. You know, they maybe get down a little bit, but they always fight their way back. But it's about the fourth quarter in these games when you're watching. And I think that's what Indiana has been able to do, outplay OKC and giving them an opportunity to win this series. And Courtney, give you credit, because I don't think anybody saw it coming.
No.
People laughed at me.
No. Did they put up any statues for the win last night, or change change any city names or anything in Indianapolis?
But Halliburton Ave is still there.
Okay.
So you can, you know, top it out.
Is the old man allowed to participate in the duck boat parade?
I think he's making his way closer to the court.
Is he getting down close to court side?
I think he's getting a little, because I believe he was hugging his son on the court last night. So he's making his
They've lifted that ban.
Yeah, he's getting closer to the court.
What's your guess at healthy Jason Tatum? What would be the result if it were the Celtics that were up against OKC right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Celtics are a better team than the Pacers,
right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But, you know, based on the way the Celtics played this year, the whole Porzingis thing, you know, who the hell knows if they even would have got past the Knicks, you know?
Yeah.
I think Curtis is right, too, because watching it, I'm a basketball fan, so I enjoy it. Courtney and I were talking about this off air at the beginning of the show. Halliburton and SGA, it just does nothing for the non-basketball fan.
Because they're both likable. I watch them and I'm like, they seem like good guys. They're great basketball players. You either need a villain or you need an absolute hero.
Right.
And you don't have that in the series. Like,
or,
I don't care who wins.
Or a team that you hate.
Want somebody like Draymond Green who's punching his teammates?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I need a Kyrie out there. I need somebody that I'm like, he cannot win.
Right.
Could somebody be a flat earther?
And it's just like, you're right. With SGA, his personality, like, even though he's very similar to Tatum, and as far as his personality, he doesn't get the hate, so there's not that hate element of watching him play. And it's just like you said, I would say for the women of Nantucket, this is the most basic bitch NBA's finals ever. You know how they talk about basic bitches on Nantucket?
Right.
Yeah, this is it.
I don't think that we are, but...
No, I didn't say you
are. I am basic, actually.
But people would know what that means. Like,
you embrace the basic.
Like, I'm sorry that I like things that people like. I don't know. I think it's such a weird flex to say, like, I'm not basic. Okay, so you hate Taylor Swift, cool. You don't like pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks, they're delicious. You don't like Pilates, okay, that's tough on your body.
What about the Uggs?
You don't like comfort?
And Lululemon, don't forget about
Lululemon. You don't like comfort, and you don't like looking good. I don't know.
Blue bottle?
It's never made sense to me.
I have a question about flat earthers. What do they say when there's planes in the air? Like, or on the horizon? How do they make that make sense? Like, how does that even, like, get to the next level? I don't understand it.
I mean, Kyrie Irving has kind of moved off that finally, I think. He doesn't mention it much.
Yeah, I don't. So. But there was somebody else who jumped on it. Was it Kanye?
Yeah.
Kanye's con.
Yeah, Kanye's completely.
Isn't
like,
Aaron Rodgers kind of a flat earther?
I'm not sure.
No, he's just a 9/11 truther.
I would just ask, like, the plane thing, all right, even you can make it, because you can't really tell when you're on a plane whether or not. But I'm just like, what about the pictures from space?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
How do you explain
a lot of
those?
People think that whole thing is fake.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah. So they don't believe there's no satellites up there?
No.
Some people think the moon landing was faked.
All right. Was Danielle on that?
Rich Keefe.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I trust Katy Perry.
Blue Origin. we all agree that is the best moment of 2025.
It was
so
pretty
far.
Good.
It's one of them, absolutely. Yeah. And just a reminder, if you ever meet Buzz Aldrin, do not ask him if the moon landing was faked.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
Will
I misrepresented myself.
Get away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Wow, it's like angry Principal Dave. You're a coward.
I know, it's true. All right. Wiggy, greatly. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother.
How is, Curtis, you'll have to help me with this.
Sure.
How is the financial situation in the city of Boston?
Dire.
Did you and others who own property here have a massive increase in your property tax?
Almost 40%.
Okay. Damn. So you could surmise from that there's not a ton of extra money lying around to just hand out to people for things that they normally would have to pay for themselves.
Right, the potholes that haven't been fixed.
Am I correct about that?
That is correct. Okay. They are raising rates, which would suggest they don't have money.
Okay. So, it is summertime, and the city of Boston, and they may have done this before, and we may have spoken about it, but the monetary amount has gone up, so I thought I would mention it. The city of Boston is going to reimburse you if you would like to have a block party.
Right.
If you take a look at Twitch or at YouTube this morning, you can see the announcement from the mayor's office. And so you could get $750 if you throw a little party for your neighbors.
Okay.
Love a good block party.
So I would just ask at a time when the finances of the city are not so great, should this be a priority? Should the priority be paying people to throw a kegger?
I mean, who doesn't love a good block party? And you can make money, so they're going to give you $700. So if you're like a smart businessman, you say, all right, I throw a block party for $250, and I pocket the rest.
What are we doing? Huh? Like, we're literally paying for people from the taxpayers' dollars to have a party. Used to be, if you want to have a block party, somebody went to Costco and got a big bag of chips. Somebody else went and got the dogs and the burgers. And somebody else went and got the Trulies.
What are we doing?
Again, I'm a logistics person. Like, how do I have a block party in South Boston? Like, is the city going to shut down the main street I live on as well? Or
You do the majority of it, like, you know, on the sidewalk.
I don't have a sidewalk. Like,
a sidewalk in Selkie?
I mean, I do, but it's not one that you could have a party on.
And will they reimburse for any kind of a party? Like, if you wanted to have a luau, would they reimburse you for that?
Yeah.
If you wanted to do some kind of address as the president's and the first lady's themed party, would they give you $750 for that?
Yeah, good point.
I ask these questions.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. Who doesn't love a great block party?
But where would you do a block party? You live over by the garden.
I don't have one, but you could have one.
I couldn't.
No. And Southie, yes.
No.
How many block parties there have been in Southie?
Should we apply for the grant?
I'm in the process.
Okay, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, right. I just clicked
on
the link.
Let's do a Seaport block party roadshow.
So you can't do it there.
Said in the city.
So my
question. We have to do it at your crib because you have a sidewalk. Greg don't have a sidewalk.
Greg has a sidewalk just as much as I have a sidewalk.
No.
I mean, we can find a place for it. I don't know that the grants will be given predominantly to the Seaport. I don't know about that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Port District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
My question is not just the $750, because, you know, that's one day of lunch. How many people are working on vetting the applications? Like, how many city employees that could be doing much more important things in fixing problems that currently exist are spending their days making phone calls to Greg Hill to ensure the people that will be going to his block party will be arriving on time?
Right. What if it rains?
Right.
Like, do you have to give the money back?
Or? No, you just push the block party on till the next day or when the weather's going to be
nice. Yeah, let's shut down a part of Ocean Boulevard between the Echelon and Ocean Prime. Like, that's what we're talking about here.
No, I think she's really... I think she's more like neighborhood block parties.
But that's a neighborhood in Boston.
No,
if it's Seaport's a city...
not. No, it's got to be like North End,
okay,
East Boston.
Okay, let's shut down Hanover.
Southie, Charlestown. You like, I don't know if they're going to shut down the streets, but you can at least do it on the sidewalk.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, okay, so the restaurants will love that.
We live in interesting times, that's all. I never in my life imagined that the government would be taking the hard-earned money of Americans and then paying for other people to have parties.
We should definitely do it and bring it old school. We should have a 1990s block party. Curtis gets it done. We do it in your neighborhood because you guys live in Southie. Yeah. We pop the hydrant. We open the hydrant.
Yes.
And we have an absolute blast.
An absolute banger.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We play some Will Smith, Welcome to Miami. In honor of the night.
No, you got
to
play Will Smith Summertime.
Okay, this is Nate from Rhode Island. Hey, Nate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just think it's funny how at Boston they shut the bars down early on St. Patrick's Day, but now they're trying to give money to people to have block parties over the summer. Doesn't make much sense to ask me.
No, you're right.
Somehow I think this may be occurring in districts that may lean Josh Kraft. Just, you know, I don't know. That's just throwing it out there. You know, you're up for re-election. You're in a Democrat primary with a guy that's got a lot of money. I don't know.
Hit me up. Hit me up on IG. I'd love to come to your block party.
All right. Those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Sam Kennedy is going to tell you what Rafael Devers and his glove may soon be doing. So we'll get to that coming up. And then the front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. And at 9:20 this morning, huge get by Courtney Cox. Leah Anthony, daughter of Anthony Anthony, niece of Anthony Anthony, brother of Anthony Anthony, I believe.
Sister,
she will join the show at 9:20 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Red Sox take the series against the Rays, the final game last night, 4-3 from Fenway. Homers came from Jaron Duran, Greg's guy Abraham Toro, and two from Marcelo Meyer. Walker Buehler went 7 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 7. The guys off tonight before the Yankees come to town tomorrow. The Pacers take game 3 of the NBA Finals, 116-107. Tonight is game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 in Florida. And the U.S. Open teed off this morning at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at +270. We teed off already, but Rory McIlroy is set to tee off at 7:40. Bryson DeChambeau at 7:29, so he is the next one up in about 10 minutes. John Rahm and Scheffler will have afternoon tee times at 1:14 and 1:20.
Courtney, did you end up betting the Adam Scott no bogeys bet?
I didn't. Costos scared me off.
Yeah, he's currently in the thick Oakmont rough off the first tee, so
there's
a good chance he's going to bogey hole one.
All right. And visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
During the match, you found yourself in the mid-tee box rough, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it wasn't my finest.
Right between the white tees and the red tees.
That's true. Yeah, it wasn't quite as thick as Oakmont, but it's still just as difficult.
Yes.
That is what's trending. They Said It. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.